Oh, hey there. Did you miss us? Welcome back to Gene Shorts, our bite-sized dose of genomics. I don't know about you, but even after I've had a full meal, when I'm not thinking about food at all, if someone brings out a cheese plate, I'ma eat it. So, what is it about this smelly, bacteria-loaded snack that makes us still go,
cheese, glorious cheese?
It's so tantalizing.
Whether you like it.
Here to tell us all about the tantalizing wonder of cheese, it's Genome BC's own Sarah Lando. Oh, hey, Sarah.
Hi, Kaylee.
Welcome to Gene Shorts. We are beyond excited to have you here.
Oh, the puns never stop, but I'm so happy to be here. So, Kaylee, let's start off with a little sampling.
Yeah, I have my first meal of the day in front of me, and I've got some cheeses. I've got like a nice little cute little cube cheese here. Got another cheese sitting at the bottom. This cheese is really calling my name, though, whatever this is about.
Yeah, I think you should eat it.
Done.
As you chew it, what do you think?
It's creamy. She's fresh. She's bright. She's going to be a people pleaser. Most people are going to like her.
I'm like feeling really jealous right now, but I'm also so happy for you.
Okay, Sarah, so let's dive in. Why is it that we get such a hankering for these cheesy treats?
So cheese contains a protein called casein, and our digestive system breaks down that casein into a peptide called casomorphin. And casomorphin possesses opioid-like properties that release dopamine, and that's kind of why it makes us feel good.
That makes sense. I will say, like, when I eat cheese, I do generally feel pretty good about myself and my life choices. So these casomorphins, are they unique to cheese? Do we get them in anything else?
Actually, we do. So casein is a protein that is derived from milk. So all dairy products contain casein and casomorphins.
Okay.
So because of the amount of dairy needed to make cheese, the quantity of casein involved is enough to cause mild euphoric feelings.
Okay, so it's like you'd have to drink a lot of milk to get the same feeling maybe than from just eating a bite of this tasty cheese I have here in front of me.
Totally. It also means that harder cheeses like cheddar and Parmesan are more dense. They contain more of those dopamine-releasing chemicals than other soft cheeses like burrata or ricotta.
Oh, okay. So we might get a little bit more of that feeling from like a hard cheese versus a soft cheese.
Exactly. One reason why cheese is quote-unquote addictive is that cheese contains something called phenylethylamine. This is an amino acid that can essentially make you feel good. It's also found in chocolate. And then the third reason is that cheese is a really fatty and calorie-dense food. So just from an evolutionary standpoint, we innately want to consume foods that are rich in calories.
So our bodies are sort of programmed to like cheese for all those reasons that you just talked about. But you use some pretty heavy air quotes on the addictive quality. So does it really have that addictiveness that people attribute to cheese?
So this is where things get kind of out of hand. Back in 2015, there was a study that looked at the addictiveness of high-fat foods. The study found that high-fat / highly processed foods were associated with a high food addiction rate. And cheese was a common denominator or ingredient listed in a lot of foods that made the list,
okay. Such
as pizza, cheeseburgers, and so on. So even though the study itself didn't mention cheese specifically or cheese addiction, news headlines could not resist the opportunity to capitalize on the cheesy clickbait material. I'm going to send you this LA Times article.
All right.
I want you to take a look and read the headline for me.
Wow, it's already got problems. Cheese really is crack. Study reveals cheese is as addictive as drugs. I'm going to say right off the top, it's not. This is obviously misinformation.
Sorry to yuck your yum, LA Times, but this is very misleading to say the least. Although cheese may make us feel good and we might find ourselves reaching for another slice of camembert, even when we're not hungry, that is different than being addicted to it.
Yeah, I think it also like hints to the fact that, you know, we say something is quote unquote addictive and it downplays what like actual addiction is.
Totally.
And it feels pretty gross
for
media to capitalize on that.
There is no scientific evidence that proves that cheese is actually addictive in the same way that drugs are. And although casein triggers the same part of your brain as some narcotics, the amount varies greatly and its correlation has been overblown to a very large extent. In other words, the science to support that cheese is addictive is very weak.
Okay, so this whole idea, all these news headlines, like cheese is quote unquote addictive, not true. But for some people, it might give us a little bit of feel good feeling. So is there sort of a genomic element that might make us more cheese inclined?
So there are a few genetic factors that could make someone more likely to have those violent cheese cravings. Some studies have been done in mice and in humans looking at a gene called the MC4R gene. And this gene is linked to a preference for high-fat foods. So for some people, having this gene might mean that they naturally crave those high-fat foods without even knowing it. It's like their body is just wired to go for those energy-packed options. Another study looked into something called olfactory receptor genes. And basically, these genes affect how we smell and taste things. There's one specific olfactory gene that's linked exclusively to cheese, which means that, like, for some people with this gene, it could make them perceive the smell and taste of cheese even more intensely, which may explain those stronger cravings. But ready for another disclaimer?
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems with a lot of these genomic studies is that they're extremely small and not representative of our entire population. They don't have enough people to really be able to identify genes in a way that is credible. And there's still so much that we don't know. But there is likely something in our genes that makes some of us more cheese inclined than others.
Yeah, that's super interesting. And I think this is one of the challenges when you see these headlines too, is you see a headline, you're like, oh yeah, there's a study. But actually, if you dive into the study, there's issues with the study. So I think it's just, you know, always have a little bit of skepticism when you see these news headlines.
100%. So in terms of a few takeaways, cheese is delicious. And part of why that might be is because of what's going on chemically in our bodies when we eat it. Our genes also play a part in our taste. But buzzy headlines can really distort studies, even with something so innocuous as cheese. So always good to take it with a grain of salt. And hopefully we see less of these headlines comparing cheese to cocaine.
Yeah, let's have less of that, please. That's a fondant. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being here. You really melted our hearts with this cheese knowledge.
Aw, Kaylee, you are so cheesy and I love it.
Thanks for tuning in to the kickoff of our new round of Jean Shorts. Keep an eye on your feed. We'll be serving up some retro nice jeans episodes we're calling Genomic Repeats for a blast from the past, along with fresh new Jean Shorts minisodes to keep you camming back. Until next time, stay curious and smell you later.
He said smell you later, but he never smelled me again!